playing on Sundays. That's kind of what I live for.
What'd you do to bide your time as you were trying to get back?
You know, whatever you can do as far as training, I went above and beyond, you know, the criteria to get back ready, train and whatnot. So, you know, you got to train here and you got to train on your own time, you know, when the team's gone and whatnot, to, you know, get prepared for Sundays again. And so, I mean, my main goal when I was out a little bit is to be able to come back fully in shape and, you know, have a decent body on me, you know, play well with it.
You played a lot of snaps, right? I mean, do you feel okay? Feel like regular?
Yeah, I feel good. You know, it felt good to be back out there.
Getting right into it.
Did you
with,
make the first tackle?
I did, yeah.
Special teams, I think, and then defensively, was it good to just feel get those first hits out of the way?
Yeah, I mean, you know, every time you're out for a little bit, dinged up and whatnot, it feels good to get back in the lineup and, you know, get the first hit out of the way.
With it being a thumb injury, I'd imagine you are able to keep your conditioning up, but were you able to lift weights or anything? I mean, were you restricted in that sense?
You just got to find different avenues for different injuries, you know. I'll just leave it at that.
from a psychological perspective, though, was it frustrating thinking, man, this is a thumb? And, you know, most people are probably thinking, how's the thumb keeping a guy out of the lineup? Was that, like, adding to your...
Right now I'm just past like the whole injury thing, you know. I don't want to really talk about that anymore.
So if you can say, change any time, change at all since you've been gone, you know, different players, maybe different attitudes, the way they go about things, different looks.
Yeah, there's always different looks, especially this late in the season. You know, there's different offenses throwing so much different variation into, you know, what you can see. So as a defense, you have to have different looks for what they come out with also.
Did you have to get used to the different personnel that's obviously on, you know, whether it be Matthew Slater or Julian Edelman that are out there now since you've been gone?
You know, in meetings, we all, you know, you communicate as a group. So, you know, if a star goes down, you got another guy that communicates just as well. So those guys are filling in the roles very well, and, you know, I hope they continue to do so.
You guys have won five in a row, but obviously the defense has given up a lot of yards, too many points. Is that a big concern? Is it time really to turn it around?
It's always a concern, you know, when they get when one running back gets over 100 yards. So we'll move on from it, learn from it, just watch more film, and, you know, it's getting crunch time here, so we got to work on it.
One thing that has been consistent from when you went out all the way to now that you're back is red zone defense. What enables you guys to be so successful in that?
In our red zone defense?
Yeah.
You know, the closer and closer you get to the goal line, the more it relies on attitude, I feel like, you know. The more you got to rely on the guy next to you, keep him out of the end zone. It doesn't come down to so much schemes and whatnot. You know, in the field, it comes down to schemes and what they may or may not do, whereas on the goal line, it mainly comes down to attitude and winning one-on-one battles.
What challenges does Tebow time present for
you know, I mean, they're winning right now, so it's a challenge of itself. So I got to watch more film on him and, you know, bring more to the table.
What's the biggest thing?
As a guy who obviously loves football, do you enjoy, maybe when you were out, you got to see Tim Tebow on TV. So do you enjoy watching a guy like that play just as almost a fan of a guy who loves football?
No, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan, so I don't know. I don't watch quarterbacks as a fan, really. So,
were you a fan of the Broncos growing up in here? Being from Montana,
I really wasn't, so I could care less about him.
What's the biggest thing about Tebow that you have to worry about on the field? What does he bring to the game? What's been so? I mean,
it's their team. I mean, everybody tries to make this whole Tebow time. It's their team. They're, you know, just like last night's win for them. Their defense stepped up, and kicker had a couple good kicks. You know, so I'm not blown out of perspective and saying it's one guy, because it's not. It's definitely, it's the team. And, you know, if I played for that team and I'm not saying anything, you got to give credit to where the team, how well the team's doing, as opposed to one guy, because they're all stepping up. So, you know, when you look into this next week's game, you gotta look into them as a whole, special teams, offense, and defense.
Regarding the Brady and Bill O'Brien screaming match, how common is that in football?
Oh, I'm not getting into that one. Thank you, guys.